Emancipation Day is being celebrated across the country today. Dalhousie Art Gallery is celebrating by hosting a guided tour on their current exhibit, The Secret Codes, a look at African Nova Scotian quilting. Quilting was used to communicate messages and warnings to those escaping slavery using geometric symbols stitched onto the quilts. The gallery is also inviting members of the public to bring in their family quilts and share the stories about their histories. Barbara Hamilton Hinch from Dalhousie's Office of Equity and Inclusion spoke with CKDU about the significance this exhibit has on remembering the history of slavery in Canada and the importance of sharing it on Emancipation Day.
First of all, I just want to say how excited we are at Dalhousie University to have Pamela Edmonds as the curator of the art gallery that's connected to Dalhousie University. And it's the first time that I know of in the history of our art gallery that we had a person that's African Nova Scotian who's leading the art gallery. And I remember when Pamela came and having the opportunity to sit down and talk to her about some of the things that she was hoping to envision. And the fact that she was excited about bringing in local artists, both from the Mi'kmaq community and from the African Nova Scotian community, excited me. And so when we were contacted at the Office of Equity and Inclusion to be a part of this, the art gallery showing during its last week, of course, we said yes. As the Equity Office, one of our mandates is to promote, encourage, and support equity, diversity, and inclusion on this campus. And so being invited to be a sponsor of the Secret Code in the last week is very important to us. So the collaboration is really important to us. It's important for us as an office to be seen as being visible and engaged, particularly in issues relevant to equity, diversity, and inclusion on this campus. As you may be aware, the Third Century Promise, the strategic plan for the Third Century Promise, has a strong focus on African Nova Scotians and Mi'kmaq students and faculty and staff. And so the Secret Code really brings into light the historical experience of people of African descent from the diaspora and their relation to Nova Scotia. And having had the pleasure to go on the walking tour already of the Secret Codes, you can see the stories of the African Nova Scotians. You can see the stories of people of African descent who came to this place that is known as Turtle Island. And so the exhibit itself doesn't just have the Secret Codes, it also has some very powerful art images done by various artists, both from Nova Scotia, an artist who also recently came here from Nigeria, has a couple pieces in it. Some local artists such as Letitia Frazier has some paintings in it. And so it was actually breathtaking to see how quilting was used as a way to support people of African descent who are coming and seeking freedom in Canada. That's not to say that slavery did not exist in Canada. Slavery existed right here in Nova Scotia. But to see the fact that we had quilters who were doing designs based on symbols that represented freedom, that represented emancipation. And on display is a quilt that's over 100 years old. And it looks like it was just, you know, made within the past year. And so the quality of these quilts is just breathtaking. And to see some of the work that has been designed by David Woods. And so as he talked about, he's an artist and a painter, as well as a poet, you know, many, many talents. And some of the weavers have taken, or some of the quilt makers have taken his work and made it into quilts. And every quilt has a story. Every quilt has a theme. And I don't think we learn enough about the history of African Nova Scotians, about the history of enslavement in Canada, in Nova Scotia. And this is a very powerful way to walk through the art gallery and see the stories being told. And having been part of the Equity Inclusion Office and being connected to the African Nova Scotian strategy, having been pivotal in the development of the Lord Dalhousie report that talks about the involvement or the connection of people being enslaved and its connection to the Lord Dalhousie, really speaks to even more so why we need to be a part of it.
With the exhibit happening on, or I guess the event happening on Emancipation Day, how do you think maybe this, like, how does the quilting really resonate with having it on that day?
Yeah. I think, first of all, I think it's important that Canada is recognizing Emancipation Day. and even more so that Nova Scotia has been the lead in getting it acknowledged and seen in Senate through our own Dr. Wanda Thomas Bernard. And the fact that the art gallery is opening up and really having a public viewing and walking through and showcasing on Emancipation Day allows people of African descent to quietly and reflectively walk through the art gallery, hear about the experiences of people of African descent who have been enslaved, learn about the activism, the secret activism that took place in helping people to become emancipated, to see the work of young artists who have developed such a strong connection to themselves as people of African descent and to that part of our history of having been enslaved is important. And I think that the gallery and the secret code is open to every age. Every quilt tells a story that is important. Every quilt represents a part of the history of people of African descent. And I was very fascinated to learn about the different symbols and some of the quilts that use the symbol and how there's different messages in the symbol. Some call Jacob's Ladder, some looking at following the North Star, some looking at just different points that would, there was one that had different directions that was indicated so that if people were being chased and they would know to scatter and go into different parts. So even seeing the representation of the symbols that tell a story through the secret codes speaks to the importance of not forgetting our history, of learning from our history, of recognizing the strength of people of African descent and their knowledge and skills that they had to develop these types of codes to support other people of African descent.
And Emancipation Day was just something that started being recognized in Canada in 2021. So obviously this is sort of a newer event. Do you think this will continue into the future, maybe with other gallery, like exhibitions going on in the future?
Absolutely. And other celebrations. One of my colleagues yesterday said, we need to have a big celebration on August 1st for Emancipation Day. We shouldn't just be having big celebrations during African Heritage Month, but we also need to really have bigger celebrations in this province, and people are doing different events on Emancipation Day. And so I'm hoping that we will continue to elevate August 1st as Emancipation Day and continue to educate others about the history of people of African descent in this country and their contributions that they have made despite parts of their history. Mm-hmm.